I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Philippians 4:11. Contentment is not the natural state of sinners. Covetousness, ingratitude, and competition are characteristic of every descendant of Adam. Sinners don't need to be taught to be greedy, ungrateful, and contentious. Ever since Adam ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. Every baby born of the flesh has a fallen nature that make him turn away from God. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2, 16-17. But when God changes a sinner into a saint, he's given a new nature, so he's able to start living for God. Put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man, put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, 22-24. When the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us, Romans 5:5, we know unconditional love for the first time. We're able to begin the process of sanctification by which the grasping, clawing, never satisfied flesh is replaced with the love of God in the Holy Spirit by which we cry, Abba, Father. Galatians 4:6. The Apostle Paul says, I have learned to be content. Contentment is not automatic. Ignoring the old man and obeying the new man is a daily discipline. That's why daily devotions are so important. Don't think you will learn to be content without discipline. It's not a power that may be exercised naturally, but a science to be acquired gradually. You must already know this from experience. Brother, don't listen to your flesh, even though it says, I am you. Keep attending the College of Contentment.